Hopefully I could keep it together and make it through the entire end.
We will try.
Right.
I'm here with you to help you out. Nothing I can do, though.
Hello and welcome. My name's J.E., and with me today is my good old friend, Alexander Gonzalez.
Good morning, y'all.
And please remember that we are not game devs. How are you today, Alex?
I'm doing pretty good, Jay. Went to the dog park early this morning. My dog was pouting a lot, but she's finally asleep. 11 o'clock is a good time. And I think I walked like 2 miles and change.
Okay.
Actually, 3 miles are logged for the day so far.
Yeah.
Which is pretty good.
I am a little hungover, so hopefully that doesn't interrupt this show. It already interrupted the last show being hungover. But we'll deal as it goes. But those are not the walks and bad decision post regret that we're going to be talking about today. Today, we are creating something new. Every week, We Are Not Game Devs will create a new, exciting video game idea that we have always wanted to play, but not have any knowledge. Excuse me, I just burped right there. Or know-how to create the wonderful experience that are video games. Today is my turn to present We Are Not Game Devs' 70th IP.
70 is a big number.
It is a big number. It's kind of weird to think about how many episodes that we have. But let's talk about the basic concept of this game. So, I want to make a game that's kind of like the premise of Ocean's 11, I guess. Or not the premise, but let's say you and a group of your friends are just master thieves. And yeah. I want to create a game where every... So you have multiple thefts of like big projects in the story campaign, right? But I want the gameplay to be kind of like a visual novel / Danganronpa after the trial when you figured everything out, rearrange the comic book thing. But that's like how you plan it, right? And so what I want is before the heist starts, you give your squad, your team, like what they have to do in like a visual format. Be like, oh, so you, since you're the expert in this, I want you to like go up this way and then do this, blah, blah, blah. And then the entire thing, your whole plan plays out and you have to watch the consequences of what you choose to do. And I want it to be where it's like, if one of your dudes get caught, he either like dies or goes to jail and you lose that person for the rest of the game. You know what I mean? So it's like permadeath type of deal is on. And during the heist, you don't really do anything. You just watch the decisions that you made play out. And then maybe one or two decisions you have to make like in the middle of the heist. Like if something unexpected comes up, you have to like do the same thing, but for that specific thing. And maybe like it's a time thing and you just got to make a quick decision on the fly.
I think the comic book idea is a good idea, because what I imagine is that you'll be piecing together this comic book, and then the different panels are going to be different parts of the heist, where it'll start and then it'll zoom in. It's going to be better than Danganronpa, I imagine, where it'll actually show the characters performing instead of like smaller cutscenes. It'll be a little bit longer.
Yeah.
So like 5 seconds for every panel showing like, and then you swap the costume for the waiter's costume. So then this character walks out as a waiter and, you know, you see them walking out. So as you arrange it, it can do it that way. I imagine it having a bunch more freedom than Danganronpa, in the sense that since you have so many characters that can do multiple things, it's going to open up different comic panels so that you can organize the heist the way you want it to happen. You have different ways to make the heist happen with probably different percentage guarantees of things being pulled off. And then you can kind of go for it that way.
Yeah. My big question, though, is what are you doing in between the heist? Because I kind of want there to be maybe like a small social hub where all your teammates are just walking, like just there. And you can go up and talk to them, get to know more about their backstories and stuff like that. And I also want there to be more specialists in your team than what the heist allows. So there, that way, if a bunch of your people are caught, you still have some people on your team to choose from. You know what I mean? So I say we would have, let's say, for example, maybe what? 15, no, let's say 20 people that are on your team altogether, but the heists vary from like either a 5-man heist to like a 12-man heist.
Okay, so I imagine there'll be a hub called the Compound. And at the Compound, there'll be people that you've recruited working on their various specialties, tasks, gadgets, preparations, etc. And they'll be posted up in your compound. However, there will also be a computer in which you can access the dark net to reach other specialists. And you can use money from other heists. And that will also have a visual novel aspect as well, in the sense that you'll be recruiting them, but you're going to have to negotiate wages, their take, how much they cost, and what they're willing to do for how long.
Yeah.
Maybe you can only hire someone for 3 jobs at this amount of money or so, something like that.
Speaking about costs and stuff, what I was thinking how we would deal with that, I don't want there to be like an open world where you go out and recruit people. I just want there to be a set number of people that you could recruit, and they're all like somehow related to your heist team some way. And if you talk to them in this, the compound, you learn more about how they've met and past heists that they've done. But how I want the monetization and like the balance of this game to work is every heist you get a certain amount of money, and depending on who you put on that heist, let's say that they ask for different takes from it, so they're more expensive than others. And so you have to balance, do I want to use this guy who's like an expert in acrobatics but he's really expensive, or do I want to take these other people and deal with their skills? And depending on who you choose, your comic book strips change. And let's also say, like, in the between heists, you could like shop for either items or new abilities for certain characters, and every character has a different ability, and it changes what comic panels you have to choose from when you're arranging your plan.
Okay. The only thing is, with the specialists, would you want them to have, like, if you wanted visual novel aspects to this game, if you have 20 different specialists, no one's going to care about any individual one or their story because there's too many.
Well, 20 was just an example. I don't know how many there's going to be.
I don't think
it's going to be too many. Like, in Fire Emblem, every house has, like, what, like 13, 14 students times 3. So there's, like, over 30 students in that game that you have to get to know and talk to. You know what I mean? I don't think the scope of this game is Fire Emblem size, but I want there to be enough people where if, let's say, yeah, like I said, just a whole bunch of people of your crew get caught, you still have some people to pull from. And yeah, you might not care for some of the characters, but that's what like multiple playthroughs of this game would be, I feel like.
Yeah, so I'm imagining that you're going to be able to boost their morale maybe through talking to them before missions and stuff. You'll get different bonuses, like nothing too big, but something that helps you out if you have a better relationship. Maybe they're willing to do more. And then I also see it being where you could stack different specialists. Like if you want to do a run and gun playthrough, maybe you have a bunch of like snipers and gunmen who can help you break in and break out, but it's going to be loud.
Yeah.
And you may risk your chance of getting caught. And maybe if you have different acrobatics and like thieves, it'd be a lot easier to kind of get in and out without being detected.
Yeah. And I want each of these characters to come with their own unique panels that
you can put together to make the heist.
Yeah, and it changes. Yeah, yeah, that's what I was thinking too. Cool. What else could we add or make this game more fleshed out?
Besides that, maybe like all of a sudden halfway through the game, like once you're familiar with the mechanics and we would drip feed, you know, different parts of the game, like recruitment, your first heist, and then getting different specialists, dealing with different takes and stuff, and getting people arrested would be maybe a task force who would then insert panels into the middle of your story. And then you would have to adjust as well. Like maybe if you put 3-4 panels, all of a sudden, boom, like another panel comes out and you see police start coming out. You get me? Like where, or there's cameras being scanned. So there'd be a task force who puts opposite panels that you may have to adjust going forward.
How do you want the playing out of the heist to play out? Like, is it going to look like more like a cutscene, like an animated cutscene type of thing?
That's what I imagine that it would have. I imagine that you'd put the panel down connecting the previous one, and then that you would zoom into that panel, into which a cutscene would occur, showing what's going on a little bit further.
So I kind of like the idea of there later out in the game there are people like task force that are onto your group right before your big heist and your big heist
like a casino pit boss or something.
Yeah, and let's say the very last. I'm just putting this together now. The very last heist, all the people that are available to you, you could use them. So if all of your characters survive by the end, you could use them all in the last big heist. But I don't want the panels to come in when you're doing the pre-planned stuff. Like what I feel like it would be like is the task force in the middle of your heist, they'll interrupt. And then there you have to make a split second decision. And then maybe there's like a timer that goes down and you got to decide, oh, since they're here, or this thing happened, like the alarm came off, or there's a new security grid, we have to rearrange our plan. And so you have, like, let's say a minute to rearrange a couple of panels, and there's new panels at that moment for that instance, because the game knew it was going to happen.
Yeah, I'm cool with that. Yeah. That works.
And I don't want this to be an awfully long game either. I want there to be, like, maybe five, six heists altogether. Excuse me, man.
I'm cool with that. And then I'd also want there to be different bonuses around the characters as well that are kind of random. Like some who are able to adjust on the fly and they're able to work better, whereas some aren't but can stick to a plan. You know what I'm saying? Or some that are better at armed gunmen.
Like different perks for each character. Yeah,
exactly.
Gotcha. All right, Alex. But what kind of sounds will we be hearing while we play this game? What's the music like here?
The music, I think, is going to be all over the place. It's going to be dependent on what's going on. I think there's going to be some instrumental music where it's going to be a lot of percussion, a lot of fast pace, like upbeat, probably like 80 beats per minute kind of going forward when you're kind of about to do the heist. But then you would hear things like, you know, horns would come in. I imagine if like the pit boss were to get involved, like, you know, bump, 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 like kind of thing, like as you're going through. And I can imagine it devolving more into action sounds as it goes on. Like maybe it would start out. Actually, as I've been talking, I kind of wormed my way out of this hole. Maybe it starts out like small where it's like just a bunch of different instruments, but it's very low key. And as the action slowly builds and as they are more and more onto you, the music builds as well until it kind of hits a crescendo where the pit boss comes in or something.
Okay.
And then it really starts going. So but I'm not sure what kind of like genre.
Percussion-based but kind of jazzy soundtrack that's based on what's happening.
Exactly.
Okay. I'm down with that. How much are you willing to pay for this? I'm thinking like 30, 40 bucks.
Yeah, I was thinking 40 myself. $40? If it had really great art, really telling story where I got involved with the characters, I'd be willing to pay $40 for that experience.
Okay. I'm thinking it's going to look kind of comic booky. I want it to look and feel kind of like the exploration point parts of Danganronpa, but not an anime style. I want it to look more like a comic book style. You know what I mean?
Yeah, what I wanted to know is what timepiece are the characters in? What's the world like?
I want to say like Ocean's 11, so like early 2000s.
Okay, so it's like modern day. Yeah. I don't know why I was thinking about everybody dressed like Lupin the Third.
No.
With like suits and like hats.
I imagine it to be like there's technology, but it's not so advanced where it's like impossible to do these things. You know what I mean?
Yeah, so you got the laser grids.
Yeah.
You have your security alarms. The old-ass computers. Windows. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. And it's going to be in modern day, like our world. It's based in reality. Right.
Okay. I'm heavily basing this off of Ocean's 11.
All right,
Alex. Well, it's time to start your timer because it's time to name this game.
Here it goes. I thought you'd have something locked and loaded.
Nope, had
nothing. let's see.
I don't want to name, before you start naming it, I don't want to name it something lame like The Heist.
No, I didn't even consider The Heist. I was thinking,
It'd be cool if we could give the group like a name. Like Ocean's 11.
I'm trying to think of a good name here.
Give me 1 second. I'm going to Google something. You know, in Ocean's 11, they have like these weird fake terminology that they would use for like people, stages of the heist, tricks, and like templates that they would use in case certain situations came up. What would they call planning the heist? Like, what? There's probably a name for that.
One more job.
I like it.
All these people are just want one more job until they go free.
Sure. One more job. How much time was that?
One more job at 2 minutes and 12 seconds.
One more job in 2 minutes and what, 12 seconds?
Yeah. Minutes, 12 seconds.
Alex, if you could give us a small description of One More Job.
Well, One More Job is a visual novel based, the genre is hard to describe. How would you describe it? Visual novel based. Heist planning game.
Heist planning
where
simulation.
You assemble a crew out of many different eligible heist buddies. I forgot the name. Associates with different powers and abilities able to them. Now, these abilities unlock comic panels in which you piece together to make your perfect heist. Now, you have to watch out because during the middle of your heist, there may be pit bosses, police squads, and even other criminals who may interrupt and you'll have to think on the fly. Put together your perfect team so that you can have one more job. Or, no, so that you can survive.
You can take one more job.
So you can take one more job. There we go.
All right, so I think we have a game here, Alex. What do you think? Would this be a game you'd want to play? And is it fun?
I could see myself playing this game. It'd be a game that I'd want to play maybe over an afternoon. I like heist games. I like setting up stuff like that. I like stealth. I think all that's fun. It doesn't have to necessarily be stealth, but I like setting up and executing.
Yeah.
I think it'd be fun to an extent. I would just want to see. My only worry would be that if you recruited the wrong people, how you would be able to restart and just either end of the spectrum or maybe. Maybe not. Because I was thinking if you recruit too many powerful people, would it be fun to cheese? But I think it's always fun to cheese. It's a power fantasy.
I mean, like, you can do that. But like we said, you wouldn't make as much money in the end to upgrade your characters and stuff. You know what I mean?
That's true. Yeah.
And I think during the heist, you could restart at any time and respec, kind of like the try again in AFK arenas. You could just take some heroes out and then put some others in if it didn't work. But I think it would be fun just because, like, permadeath, people love, like, permadeath in games. And I think it would be a cool way to experience the game where you're like, oh, shoot, I lost my best acrobatics expert. So now I have to use the shitty one I've been having on the side this whole time, you know?
But now you have more money.
Exactly. So, yeah, I would love this game, and I would play the shit out of it. And I would say, and I would like to think I would do two playthroughs, but I know in my heart I would just do one playthrough and I'm done. And that's, like, my experience I've had with it.
There's just too many games.
There is. There's just too many games.
We are not Game Devs makes a game every single week. How are we supposed to keep up?
I just realized I say all right in our script a lot. There's all right to start every sentence pretty much. Like every transition is all right, Alex. Okay, Alex. All right. All right. So, you know what I mean? Maybe we should change that. But now that we have a complete game, what game studio do you assign to make one more job the best?
This one's a tough one
for me because I can't, nothing really stands out. Like, I would give it to Spike Chunsoft, but I don't want it to have that Japanese quirkiness that Spike Chunsoft put in their games, you know? So who would I give this to?
I'm going to give this game to Fulbright.
Remind me what they did. That sounds so familiar.
They made Gone Home, as well as, I think, Tacoma. Yeah, so
those guys.
They made Gone Home, Tacoma, yeah. So I think I would want them to make the characters really interesting, and then the game would get carried through that.
Yeah.
And make the sequences and, you know, the comic strips pretty interesting.
Right.
And compelling.
I would give this to I'm finding out their name right now. I want to give this to Campo Santo.
Firewatch.
Are the developers of Firewatch and In the Valley of Gods, which is going to come out sometime in the future. Just because you said Fulbright and you said Gone Home and stuff, that reminded me of Firewatch. And I'm like, huh, those guys would do a pretty decent job at this, I feel.
Yeah, I think we both picked studios in similar veins. That we want the story to be top notch.
Yeah. And with that, our 70th IP has gone gold. We hope you look forward to this experience that will probably never release. You could write to iPoundGames@gmail.com if you have anything to patch into the game we created today. Also, give us feedback. We are still learning how to make the show better, and your feedback really helps. We have a Patreon. If you'd like to back our ideas, please head over to patreon.com/wearenotgamedevs. Patrons receive episodes 2 days early and an extra podcast at the beginning, which caught the tail end of our conversation at the beginning of this episode. That's patreon.com/wearenotgamedevs. If you like the show, why not subscribe and give us all the stars on Apple Podcasts and Stitcher? We're on SoundCloud too. And if they ask for a review, instead of reviewing our show, become your inner game critic and review One More Job, the video game we just created. Thank you for joining us today. We'll be back next Friday with another new IP. Again, my name's Jay Yee.
And I'm Alex Gonzalez.
Thank you. And please remember that we are not game devs.
All right.
I feel like this was a quick and short one just because I'm just like, I gotta go. I'm fine when I'm talking, but once you go on a longer rant, I'm like, oh man, I feel this hangover. I feel it.
It would have been great audio if we caught you throwing up.
Could you hear me from the bathroom, do you think? I don't think so.
No. We couldn't hear a thing. I didn't really
throw up last time, or when I left at the beginning, but I spit out some water.
Spit out some water. I hear you. Well, eat something nasty. I hear that always helps, like some wings or greasy food.